You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Politics and art have intersected a lot over the course of this election season. Think of will.i.am's tribute to Obama this spring, or the wave of political art exhibitions that have been up all over the city. The actress Sarah Jones makes her living cultivating diverse characters and exploring connections between race and politics. She sat down with the linguist John McWhorter and talked about what it means to sound black.
Just like Barack Obama, I am a person of mixed racial heritage. But I also identify and am clearly identifiable as African American or black. That is, at least if you look at me. But what if you're listening to me as you are now? Do I sound black? Do I have a black scent?
That's the first time anyone has ever actually uttered that word outside of my own kitchen, although I'm always writing it. Thank you.
I love the
black
way it sounds.
Scent.
I'm going to spread it around if you don't mind.
Thank you.
That's John McWhorter. He's a linguist at Columbia University who happens to speak like 10 different languages, but he coined the term black scent.
Black scent is interesting because it's a very hazy concept in most people's minds, and so if you say that there's such a thing as black English, what most people think of immediately is teen hip-hop slang. The sad thing is that for many people, the black scent connotes lack of intelligence. And I think we know the historical reasons for that. And then on the other hand, there's an ambiguous relationship to it, because especially when the black scent comes from a slightly older person, it connotes a certain warmth.
There is a mysterious ritual that dates back thousands of years. No living creature has survived it, except the penguin.
And so now we've gotten to the point where Morgan Freeman, or that Morgan Freeman voice, is now considered a wonderful voice for a narrator in a movie or in a TV commercial. Also, the black female voice, as long as she's middle-aged, that kind of nice, leathery sound, that's considered something that is warm and authoritative.
So maybe the challenge is, how do we avoid placing value judgments on these differences? You know, growing up, I had relatives who spoke black English. Then I had others with kind of like a West Indian lilt, you know, and then others on my mother's side with sort of a Queens, salt of the earth, white accent. And I talked a little differently with each of them. But later on, I learned that's just called code switching, which brings me back to Barack Obama.
And he met this woman whose great, 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 great grandfather had owned slaves. But she had a different idea. There's some good craziness going on because they looked at each other and they decided.
Barack Obama is going to become president, most likely, partly because of the way he uses black English. And when he drops in that little flavor into his speeches, it drives people crazy. And not only black people, because let's face it, there aren't enough of us to turn an election. It's the white people. It's that value that it has.
And so they got together and Barack Obama Jr. was born. So don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama. Don't tell me I'm not coming home when I come to Selma, Alabama.
So when I tell you I'm coming to do customer service and that change is coming, when I get on these phones and I start taking these calls, I'm bringing change. That doesn't move you as a potential employer?
It moves me in the gut. But like that story about Selma and how he was created because two people met there, that's so inspiring. But if somebody is going to be, you know, doing stock trading or something like that, you don't want to be touched in the gut. You start thinking about a different kind of thinking. And that's why the accent is often considered to sound dumb.
But what could be more dumb than what's been happening on Wall Street lately? Our brightest financial minds may not sound like 50 Cent, but that's about all they've left us in our 401ks. So maybe that's why Obama seems to be doing so well in the polls. Yes, he knows how to sound professorial when he's talking about economics, but he seems just as comfortable in that black scent that touches us in the gut.
The good thing about black English is we are at a point where it's also positive in many ways. I don't think that it's as much of a curse to have a black scent today as it used to be. First, in thinking of hip-hop as our main music, which is now the state of things, and that's fine, but also in the way people talk. I think that Americans talk more like black people every year.
On that note, I think I would just like to thank you. And I don't mind saying thank you, baby. You was a blessing today.
Well, thank you for having me. So nice to meet you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
That was the actress Sarah Jones in conversation with linguist John McWhorter. Studio 360 commissioned that piece for their show. You can hear the full version of the piece this weekend on Studio 360 on AM 820 and on 93.9 FM. This is WNYC.